County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Within a decade without raising taxes. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The 2013 champion has repeated as winner of the Boston Marathon. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
2 years after he won a Boston Marathon shattered by a pair of pressure cooker bombs, Lalisa Disisa has won the 119th Marathon. The Ethiopian runner finished the 26-mile, 385-yard course in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 17 seconds on a windy, chilly Patriots Day. He wasn't directly affected by the bombing, which took place well after the elite runners had finished. He later donated the winner's medal to the city of Boston. On the women's side, Caroline Rotish of Kenya scored her first Boston Marathon victory in 2:24:55. She was fourth 4 years ago. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Transportation Security Administration is tightening security rules for aviation workers after a baggage handler in Atlanta was accused of smuggling guns aboard commercial aircraft. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says new security measures will include real-time recurring background checks for aviation workers, including airline workers. It will also include a check of criminal history records every 2 years for airport employees who hold secure identification display area badges. Airport and airline workers traveling as passengers will also have to go through TSA screening before boarding a flight. Officials say 10 people have been killed in a bomb explosion aboard a bus in Somalia. It was carrying UN employees. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility. Many people are wounded. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for the clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
And it looks like we've got a 58 degrees light rain, fog, and mist out there. This afternoon, they're talking about a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 62. I got a feeling we're not going to make 62. Tonight, an 80% chance of showers with a low of 52. And on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 66. Please stay tuned for the Medical Center on the air.
I don't need to, do I?
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G., and this is the Medical Center on the Air. And my guest today is Mr. Robert Weiss. Hello, Bob.
Richard, good to be back.
It's really nice to see you. I know you were here a couple of months ago with me doing one of my other shows, but today you're here representing, officially representing the Medical Center.
That's correct.
Why don't you give everybody a little, let me say that you are the president and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare, even though I keep calling it the Medical Center.
Well, the Medical Center has been in operation since July 3rd of 1953.
You just had a celebration last year, right?
We did. We had our 60th anniversary and recognized not only the Medical Center, but how it's grown into a community healthcare system. And we changed the name of the organization when we developed a foundation and a for-profit partnership with our medical staff. So it necessitated a parent company, an oversight board. And the Medical Center is, of course, now a subsidiary as a result, even though it's still a for-profit, community-owned, not-for-profit organization. Its parent company enables it to have an oversight of a much larger breadth of representation from members of a much larger community, and it benefits from that expertise as
now,
a result.
You've been there a while. How long have you been there?
This is my 25th year. Hard to believe. I just can't find a job that promotes me up beyond this one.
But I'm sure that 25 years has gone by fast.
It has. And, in fact, I wouldn't work anywhere else. I mean, I'm being a little facetious when I talk about other jobs. This has been a real rewarding experience for me in my career. In fact, when I was in graduate school in the University of Pittsburgh, our professors talked about the unique model that Hunterdon Medical Center was
really
back in the early 70s.
Because, you know, my picture of the early Hunterdon Medical Center, it was just a country hotel, or country hospital, not hotel.
It was, but I think it was, as the saying goes, unappreciated in its own hometown. The larger audience of healthcare providers throughout the country saw the unique structure of the Hunterdon Medical Center, mm-hmm. focused on community health, mm-hmm. A basis for primary care, an emphasis on preventive medicine and ambulatory services that stood out, even as small as it was back in the 60s and 70s, that argued that this would be the model for the future way back when, and that prediction has come true. It has held to its mission in being a community health delivery system. And as we've seen declines in inpatient care, we have now put an emphasis on community and population health that has been very, very successful in this new model of care.
Well, I've been doing shows with the Medical Center almost 8 years now. And what I've always liked is the thought that, and I've heard it from so many people who've come on these shows, is that the Medical Center is very concerned about prevention. Not waiting for somebody to get sick, but to try to stop it before it happens.
That's correct, Rich. We have had a focus on prevention as part of the fiber of the hospital's approach toward patient care. Not intending to avoid the realization that people do get sick.
Sure.
But to recognize that they'd rather not be, and to give them support and give them advice while they're in their daily lives, that they can use us as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
So prevention has been the hallmark of Hunterdon, as much as we've grown in stature in acute care services as well.
And I'll tell you, your employees know that because they talk about it a lot. Like I said, I've done an awful lot of shows with the Medical Center, and that's what I hear from most of the nurses and the doctors that have been here.
Well, there's certainly a good reason why Hunterdon County is the healthiest in the state. It's Affluence certainly is an important factor. People in our community can choose good health, not just in Hunterdon County, but in the entire region.
Sure.
Many still go to Philadelphia and to New York. But more and more, the county and its residents surrounding Hunterdon County recognize that 80 to 90% of their care and great care can be provided by the specialists and family physicians who are members of the medical staff at Hunterdon.
Well, I can tell you my wife had cancer 20, I guess almost 26 years ago. And your cancer center, I think Dr. His name just went out of my mind.
Well, that would be Dr. Brian Quinn.
Brian Quinn and the other one.
Dr. Ken Blankstein.
Blankstein, yes. Those guys were just coming here.
That's correct. Well, yeah, and Dr. Quinn and actually brought the expertise that was needed here to develop the program that we have today, and the partnership that he's had with us and then the leadership of Ken Blankstein has grown the Cancer Center into a well-recognized regional delivery system.
Well, my wife now sees Dr. Blankstein once a year, and he says, how many years has it been? Because then he'll tell me how many years I've been here, because she was one of his first patients.
Yeah, and the transition of oncologists' skills has not diminished but increased. We now have four oncologists of great expertise.
Plus, you also have a terrific cancer center.
Well, that's right. And it's a unique cancer center as well because there is a single chart, a single care process. There's a progressive care model. There's an integration. There's a follow-up with a coach. There is a home care focus. There's continuing conversation. There's a single medical record model throughout the healthcare system that's replicated in the care of the patient, so there's not unnecessary treatment, missed services, and constant communication between the family patient and the physicians in charge.
And that's extremely important because I know the moment they said to my wife, you've got cancer, she didn't hear another word after that. And I carried most of the burden at that time. If anybody's going into the cancer center today, you've got all those people that help everybody out. And I'm not blaming you. You were just starting. The cancer center was just starting. If you would have had all the equipment you have now then, it would have saved a lot of problems.
Well, and what we've seen, of course, is a statistical decline, significant statistical decline in deaths due to cancer in Hunterdon County as a result.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure
of it. And I think that's really the test of an effective delivery system. When you see decline in mortality rates as the result of the improvements in care and the effectiveness of the treatment process.
I agree with that completely. Can you give me a moment while I make some money here? We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
With iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Younger was 190, so. Okay, we're back. This is Richard G. This is Medical Center on the Air, and I've got the big guy here. I've got Mr. Robert Weiss, and we're talking about the Medical Center and how it's actually probably changed so much in the last 25 years that you've been there.
Oh, it has. The number of members of the medical staff have more than doubled, and the numbers of specialties have more than doubled. We have, of course, introduced an alliance with the Atlantic Health System that has strengthened our delivery system even more. Pediatric specialists are now housed across the street from the medical center, where in partnership with our own pediatricians, they are now able to diagnose and treat much more difficult conditions and provide surgical support that we would not have been able to do because of the small size of the population with those specific diseases. But with those kinds of specialists coming in from a much larger service area like Morristown, we're strengthening that practice, and we're looking at others as well. Pathology being another example, we have significant pathological expertise now that is supported through the pathology experts at Morristown and
okay.
our place at Hunterdon.
Well, you know, I must have been on the starts of a lot. My daughter was born 30 years ago, and we were in one of the first birthing rooms at the medical center.
Oh, my goodness.
I think they only had two at the time.
That's correct.
They had
and
two.
And now everyone is.
Yeah.
You know, we have 20 rooms there, and we've just renovated them this past year and had a wonderful open house for newbies and their moms, or at least those intending to be born in the next
And I think this is kind of common now, but at the time, my wife went to a room and there was nobody else in the room, so they told me, you can sleep over if you want.
Well, that's not surprising.
Yeah, so I stayed.
Customer service is a hallmark of Hunterdon.
So I stayed, and we kept Katrina in the room the whole time.
Wonderful.
She
well, I'm glad that
you know, and it was a good experience. My feet were killing me at the end of the day, but my wife said, "And you got right to complain? Come on,
yeah, you're not going to do anything other than just support."
Yeah, but it was a good experience. And like I said, there were only two birthing rooms at the time.
So, yeah. Well, even as much as our numbers of births in Hunterdon County has declined, and as much as 30 or 40% since the early 90s. Not just Hunterdon, but around the country, we've seen a significant decline. We're also seeing closures of obstetrical units. One recently announced the Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in Hamilton. That's causing, of course, more of a need for the few that exist within our region, mm-hmm. and we have no intention of closing ours.
Well, I think you have quite a few more birthing rooms today.
Yes, we do. And the way in which we have integrated with our special care nursery and our perinatal support system has resulted in some incredible outcomes for much sicker and more preemie babies than we've ever had.
And that's really good to hear because kids need everything they can get.
Yep, you have to get them started right.
That's right. Now, let's talk about the cardiac wing that you – is it completed?
We expect to open it within the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Really?
In fact, I was taking a tour of it today.
You're going to have a big party when you open
beautiful
it?
Beautiful facility. We will have an open house for the community.
Well, I hope I get invited.
We'll invite you.
Okay.
We'll
I'm
put
definitely.
You on the special guest list.
Please do. I'd love to come.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful facility. Of course, the community has put their heart and soul as well as their money into the facility.
That's right.
Well, as reason. It's the number one cause of death in Hunterdon County, cardiovascular disease.
Okay.
And we just talked on off
I have it.
About my cardiovascular condition and yours.
Me too.
And so the investment that the community has made in this facility is critical to maintaining our position as a healthy county, doing the right thing for our residents. The unfortunate thing about it is that the regulations for certain services are still barriers to our ability to fully use that facility, one of which is the elective angioplasty that I would have probably enjoyed if I'd have had a preventive assessment of my cardiac condition before I had a heart attack. We are now depending upon larger centers to have elective procedures, even though the Hunterdon Medical Center has been providing emergency angioplasty.
I know some people that
have had it. On a 24-hour basis.
Yep.
And fortunate that a recent study concluded that community hospitals without the need for open-heart surgery, without those services in their facilities, are a safe place for elective angioplasty to be performed.
Okay.
And now we're waiting for the final regulations to be released to enable Hunterdon Medical Center to apply for it. We have the space. We have the equipment ready to go. All we need is the health department's approval after we've passed the test of our regulatory requirements.
Okay.
We're waiting for those final regs to be released. We've also received some terrific support from our legislators. Individuals on both the Assembly and the Senate recognize that if the regulations don't allow it, then a bill could parallel those regulatory assessments and enable us to apply for an expedited review if we already have primary angioplasty performed, which we do at Hunterdon. So we're hoping that both aspects of this issue, both the regulatory and the legislative, will give us enough firepower to enable us to do the right thing for our community residents.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I hope I never have to use it.
Well, me neither.
I think I've had enough of that.
But hospital but I think services are really intended to be just that. They're
right.
When you don't expect it. There when you only the few times when you need it. And that's why we've grown our ambulatory programs more.
And let me tell you, when something happens that you don't expect to have happen, like what happened to me 3 years ago when I had that cerebral hemorrhage.
I remember that.
And I was
I
at the hospital.
Visiting you in your room.
You visited me, but I didn't know it. You left your card, though.
Yeah, I
so
had
I
to.
Know. Yeah, because I was talking about a lot of other goofy things, I'm sure.
I remember that conversation.
Well, I'm glad it made your day. But if you weren't there, I might have been dead today.
Exactly. And that's the safety net that a community hospital is.
Sure.
And the need for the community to see the value of it every day is probably going unnoticed by many who think that they could ignore the resource requirements that we have to have as a minimum volume in order to keep those programs going.
Mm-hmm.
And you see in certain areas of this state the closure of certain services as a result of lower volumes or the inability to see appropriate reimbursement for the cost of care.
Sure.
Just recently, for example, Warren Hospital's St. Luke's behavioral health unit was approved by the Department of Health to be closed. That places a larger burden on our very impressive and quality behavioral health center because now we're seeing more patients coming from Warren County.
Sure.
Who used to be able to have the convenience of going to their Warren Hospital facility.
And maybe Larry should have stayed.
Yeah, well,
because perhaps. He deals with that. I know. I know he deals with that on a Saturday at, yeah,
absolutely.
At the medical center.
You understand that. That's right.
Yeah.
And we're talking about your colleague who was...
Larry Cartwright, who just did the NAMI show.
Yes.
Yeah. But I know he deals with that and behavioral health. Also, I know because my wife works part-time in the emergency room at the hospital.
That's
so
right.
She sees things happen, too.
And the combination of course, the medical and the behavioral are often in one patient.
That's right.
And you can't separate them from the conditions that are needed to be treated at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we are hoping not only to see that expertise grow within the emergency department, but also place it in the primary care practices as well. So we will expand our resource support in the community instead of having them to wait until they come to the emergency room in stress and distress.
Sure. As I said before, that's your whole thing about prevention.
It works, and it's much less expensive than when they have to come in to an emergency or an acute care situation.
Sure. With that, I'm going to break for the news. You're going to hang around for a little bit?
I sure will.
Okay, terrific. We'll be right back with Mr. Weiss right after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Six young men in Minnesota and California have been charged with conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization after attempting to get into Syria to join ISIS. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger says it's a disturbing trend.
What this case shows is that the person radicalizing your son, your brother, your friend may not be a stranger. It may be their best friend right here in town.
Authorities say a handful of Minnesota residents have traveled to Syria in the past year and at least one has died. Rescue crews are searching for survivors in the Mediterranean. As many as 900 migrants are feared dead after a shipwreck near the Libyan coast over the weekend. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield says Libyan-based smugglers are notorious for using vessels that are too small.
These smugglers are using any kind of boat they can get their hands on. They use rubber dinghies, they use fishing boats.
Meanwhile, the UN is calling on European leaders to address the issue. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Charges will not be filed against two Detroit area police officers involved in separate beatings caught on video. In January, a driver was repeatedly punched in the head during a traffic stop.
It is clear that he was a felon attempting to flee, and when apprehended, was armed with a weapon while he actively resisted the attempts to arrest.
That was Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy at a news conference. The same month, a man suspected in a carjacking was kicked and punched. A California man has been arrested after trying to scale a White House fence last night, according to the Secret Service. 54-year-old Jerome R. Hunt of Hayward, California, is scheduled to be arraigned in Superior Court in Washington on a charge of unlawful entry. It is the 16th time someone has tried to jump the fence in the past 5 years, according to the Secret Service. Congressional negotiators are meeting today to iron out a Republican budget blueprint. House and Senate Republicans have endorsed major cuts to programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and highway projects as a way to bring the federal ledger into balance within a decade without raising taxes. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The 2013 champion has repeated as winner of the Boston Marathon. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
2 years after he won a Boston Marathon shattered by a pair of pressure cooker bombs, Lalisa Disisa has won the 119th Marathon. The Ethiopian runner finished the 26-mile, 385-yard course in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 17 seconds on a windy, chilly Patriots Day. He wasn't directly affected by the bombing, which took place well after the elite runners had finished. He later donated the winner's medal to the city of Boston. On the women's side, Caroline Rotish of Kenya scored her first Boston Marathon victory in 2:24:55. She was fourth 4 years ago. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Transportation Security Administration is tightening security rules for aviation workers after a baggage handler in Atlanta was accused of smuggling guns aboard commercial aircraft. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says new security measures will include real-time recurring background checks for aviation workers, including airline workers. It will also include a check of criminal history records every 2 years for airport employees who hold secure identification display area badges. Airport and airline workers traveling as passengers will also have to go through TSA screening before boarding a flight. Officials say 10 people have been killed in a bomb explosion aboard a bus in Somalia. It was carrying UN employees. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility. Many people are wounded. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, the weatherman tells me there's light rain, fog, and mist out there, and it's 58 degrees. I can't tell because we don't have a window here. This afternoon, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 62 tonight. An 80% chance of showers with a low of 52. And on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 66. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and my name is Richard G., and I'm sitting here with the president and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare, Mr. Robert Weiss, and we're back. And you stayed, and you hung around.
Of course. It's my pleasure to be here to perhaps have some good dialogue with members of the community.
Yeah, let me mention that the phone number is 908-237-0410. If you've got any questions, that's 237-0410. And if you call in, Bob can keep talking, and I can answer. And if you don't want to talk on the air, you can ask me the question, and I'll ask him.
Wonderful.
Or you can come on the air, whatever you want to do. But it's 237-0410. Now, Bob, you know, time flies here on the radio.
I noticed that.
Yeah. So what did you want to talk about? Because I think I was monopolizing everything to start out with.
No, we've had some good conversation about important matters of the growth of the hospital, the focus on primary and preventive medicine, the investment we continue to make in critical issues affecting the population's health, like cardiovascular services, and the attention toward developing an effective response to the changing nature of healthcare delivery.
Okay.
And to that latter point, there really is a disruptive nature taking place of healthcare than ever before. I think a good deal of it is related to increased consumerism. They have much more reliable sources of information than they ever did before online.
That's true.
The back of the fence kind of a conversation is being replaced by the internet, where they can find out what rating systems are mm-hmm. effectively being used to describe the quality of medicine in hospitals in their communities. And we're pleased to see our ratings to be among the highest. I think we are 10th or 11th rated hospital in the state of New Jersey. And in metropolitan New York, we're somewhere in the 25th number of 300
okay.
hospitals. So that's quite a ranking when one considers our relatively small size. In fact, the consolidation taking place in healthcare is another issue. Where years ago there would be many independent hospitals like Somerset and Warren, we now are down to 19 independent community hospitals in the state
okay.
of the approximately 80 hospitals in New Jersey. And that means we have to pay much more attention to the combination of quality and low cost and patient service satisfaction. We have developed a way of coordinating the documentation through this unified chart among members of the medical staff. So there's one single chart that they have instead of the duplication of services that they used to get by going from one doctor to another.
And also, you're all now on online too.
We're on a single platform.
Yes.
Absolutely right. And when one sees the reductions in payment that hospitals are incurring, we also have to be cost conscious and find ways to partner with our medical staff and insurance companies. The recent statistic I saw was that the hospitals across the country have absorbed nearly $212 billion in reductions in their payments since 2010.
Okay.
I mean, that's an incredible amount of money that they've had to see drain away, so to speak, while still maintaining their obligations of care to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way in which we can do that effectively as an independent health system is to make sure that we challenge our partners, the vendors who provide the resources, both capital and supplies and equipment, that we don't duplicate unnecessary services because mm-hmm. there's a cost associated with
sure.
it. And then we look to our partners to give us support where we need it that we would otherwise have to pay a premium to get. And that's why that alliance with Atlantic is so important for us, because to bring those specialists here would be impossible, and that would mean that we would lose the patient to other hospitals. Retaining the membership of our community in our delivery system now becomes of utmost importance for us.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, I think that combination might have saved my life, because you guys are partnered with the Princeton Brain and
That's correct. We are.
I forget what the rest of their name. Anyway, they were the people that worked on me.
And well, they have, and Mark McLaughlin and his team there have just celebrated 10 years of their presence here in Hunterdon County and a few other hospitals within this region as well. And they've done an extraordinary job in supporting our network.
Yeah, so I'm very, very happy about that. But the other thing I wanted to mention, when I was a small child, my mother would go to the doctor, and it would almost be like she was going to meet Muhammad or something. You know, it's like, oh, he's the doctor, oh. And I think the doctors and the nurses and all the people I've talked to in the last 8 years with the medical center are much more down-to-earth and much more social with the people they get in touch with.
Well, I think that does recognize the importance of effective communication, listening to the patient, mm-hmm. listening to the family, and knowing that they are just as much a partner in the care process and the follow-up treatment needs. Many times medication errors are because the consumer, the patient, doesn't understand
sure.
how important taking the medication on time is, and having a caregiver at home or a partner in some way associated with the neighborhood is so important to keep that patient safe at home. And our home care program, of course, has a hallmark of sustaining that relationship in the home and preventing them from unnecessary emergency room visits. We even have follow-up assessments in the doctor's offices to find out how many times the patients visited the emergency department of the hospital unnecessarily.
Okay.
To see if we can do a better job of monitoring their care in the community and not needing to see them go to the emergency department.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the assessment indicators that we have to see how well our own primary care doctors are caring for the community. Instead of just letting them choose, so to speak, on their own, we are guiding them through the best choices.
And I think that's really important. I think it's important that who you're talking to is concerned about talking to you. And they're not just, I'm your doctor.
Well, I do think that is the sincerity of the system at work in the community.
Okay. I really think, and I think that's what hopefully prevents things, but also helps people get better quicker.
Early signs of so many diseases and conditions, as we talked about with cardiovascular
sure.
health, is
sure.
so important. And you need to listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think education of the consumer is one of the reasons why we have been the healthiest county in the state of New Jersey, because we continue to provide educational services and resources in so many different locations to enable the consumer to understand where their risks are and where the right choices need to be.
And that's very important. I got to take a quick break for some messages, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the air for a moment. I was talking about other shows with Bob and almost said the wrong show. Anyway, Bob, we're down to the last 10 minutes or so. What do we need to do to wrap up? I know you need to get out of here because you got another meeting coming up.
Well, thank you. It's amazing, as I mentioned earlier, how quickly time flies with this program.
We probably should do 2 hours.
Well, if I could schedule it in, I'd enjoy
it
very much.
You're a very busy guy. I was very fortunate a couple of months ago to get you to come down for one of my other shows.
Well, I think it's important to connect with the community as much as possible. And if I could do this on a regular basis, I think it would be worthwhile. There's so much to talk about. Our new programs that we have planned for this year, growth of certain locations in our network is going to be an important agenda item for us. For example, the Phillips Barber Health Center is on our plans for expansion in Lambertville. We have plans for growing in the North County area and new services and different wellness centers that we have already in place. We have plans to expand the White House Wellness Center somewhat to be able to give that a little more space. And we're adding new resources to the campus site up at Clinton, where our wellness center membership now is 4,000.
Really?
I can't say enough, by the way, about the support that I've gotten from the HealthQuest leadership there. Jack Cust and his team have a wonderful facility, and our partnership just created with them at the end of last year has given us an opportunity to have a much greater presence with our new integrative medicine program planned to open up in the next month or two in space that they've offered us in that building. We've seen a significant growth of integrative medicine services use in Hunterdon County, and I think that the coordination of that service with our traditional medical model will further strengthen our capabilities in our community.
I think so, too. I do want to, though I've talked to you about this when we're not on the radio, but I want to say one new thing about, or one great thing about your new robotics.
Absolutely wonderful, isn't it?
It's terrific, and I love that doctor, Dr.
Ghosh.
I keep wanting to say Gosh. I don't know. Anyway, I called her Dr. G when she was here. I'm Richard G. She's Dr. G. Terrific, terrific doctor. Very knowledgeable.
Very talented. wonderful personality. She's,
right.
Has the skill that would give confidence and comfort to any patient in need of use of that technology, because she really humanizes the technology in a way that anybody would want to see it used.
She does. She does. And I also want to say that you should be proud of all the people that come here that I've done in the last 8 years. They're so into what they're doing. It's also a great sign when a lot of them say, well, I've been there 25 years.
There is a passion that continues to be represented in every person within the Hunterdon healthcare system that so impresses me. And the reason why I came here, as I say, when we started the show, I learned about Hunterdon well before I became an administrator of a hospital because of the reputation that preceded me and has still maintained its same passion for performance over 61 years now.
Well, I want to thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Did we miss anything?
Well, we missed a lot, and we'll save that for the next show. And I'm glad that Ella Rue, by the way,
Ella Rue is here on Friday.
Because on Thursday, or actually, no, Wednesday afternoon
let's talk about
Raritan Valley Community College, the 52 Ways to Love a Vet program will be offered to the public to come and support the initiative that we partnered with Ella and the Raritan Valley Community College on.
And I got my own pack of playing cards
52
here.
Playing cards. The face cards have illustrations from nationally known, internationally known illustrators who each have contributed a picture image of the horrors and the sadness of war that they themselves or loved ones have experienced, that they've contributed to create a book and those cards so that we can see the foundation here at Hunterdon support medical needs of our returning vets from Afghanistan and Iraq and other places far afield that they're living with day after day.
I think it's a great program, and I was really happy to have Ella here.
She's quite a fireplug herself.
She sure is, and I was really glad that I was able to meet her and to have her here, and I'm going to have her back at some time, as I need to have you back.
Look forward to it.
Well, what I'm going to have to do is just tell Kathleen. She's going to have to schedule it.
It's the best way to do it.
Well, yeah. Whatever Kathleen tells me, I do.
And whatever my assistant Maureen tells me, I will do as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know Maureen also. Yeah. Well, Bob, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It was really a joy to see you today, and I look forward to our next conversation.
God bless, and stay healthy.
You too. You too. Thank you. Stay tuned. Norwest Cap will be on right after a little music here and the news.
U.S. is sending a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East in a show of force to Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton said in a statement that the presence of the U.S. military will send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on any U.S. interests or allies will be met with unrelenting force. The move comes after a series of rocket strikes against Israel by forces in the Gaza Strip that are allied with Iran. President Trump is hosting the U.S. Military Academy football team at the White House on Monday, presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army Black Knights, who sealed the title with a win over Air Force.
Every time you enter the field, you prove that you are Army strong. You clinched the Commander-in-Chief's trophy in a hard-fought victory against Air Force.
The president also noted that Army's 11 wins last season was more than any Army team in history. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes on Monday, we're hearing from President Trump's attorneys regarding a defense of the president in their opening statements. Meanwhile, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says it's increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I've said for some time that I hope to be able to hear from John Bolton. I think with a story that came out yesterday, it's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton. I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution, but also the defense.
The FBI is helping to process the scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and several others. The National Transportation Safety Board is a lead agency in the investigation into Sunday's deadly crash. News of the tragedy stunned sports fans around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Uncle Sam is ready for you to start filing your taxes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tax filing season is officially here. The IRS expected to process over 150 million tax returns this year, and it will start accepting returns from individual taxpayers beginning today. Most taxpayers expecting refunds of about $2,500. Filing deadline, April 15th.
General Motors is investing over $2 billion in its Detroit Hamtramck plant to produce all-electric trucks and SUVs. The move will create 2,200 jobs as the facility becomes the automaker's first all-electric vehicle plant. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says he called General Motors CEO Mary Barra after the automaker announced it would close the plant last year.
If you're going to build the vehicles of the future somewhere, why wouldn't you build the future of the vehicles in the city?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Harvey Weinstein's former production assistant is taking the stand in his sex crimes trial in New York on Monday. Mimi Haley is one of the two women whose accusations are at the center of a handful of charges Weinstein faces. She told the jury that Weinstein raped her at his Manhattan apartment in 2006. Weinstein says the sex was consensual. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. Highways, buses, trains, and planes are all used as modes of transportation for human and sex traffickers. With airports being a major concern, many airports are signing on to a new partnership program with the Department of Homeland Security. The DHS Blue Campaign educates people to help identify survivors and stop human trafficking. Everett Bartlett is the president of Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. He shares with USA Radio News what happens to children that are trafficked.
Well, Tim, there's actually many different scenarios, and that's part of the reason why this is a complicated problem. But I'll tell you, a common scenario are runaway youth. Okay, we're talking about youth that have ended up in foster care or in a, you know, some kind of welfare context, and you know, we're talking about teenagers now who are in a foster care situation, and they decide to